السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. وقال تعالى: واصبر وما صبرك إلا بالله. صدق الله العظيم. The next sifat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will try to discuss is the sifat of patience, sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs, Allah Pak orders us in the Quran Sharif that, O you who have brought iman, seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with patience and with salah. That a mu'min is a very, very patient person, very, very tolerant person. And the sifat of patience is such that when a person adopts sabr, a person adopts patience, then he gets the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some time back, few Ramadans back, I had explained to you that there are two qualities that we find in this month of Ramadan Sharif. The month of Ramadan Sharif is synonymous to these two sifat. One is taqwa and the other is sabr. Taqwa, we say Ramadan Sharif, Shahru Ram, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. The gist of it is Roza has been made for us upon you as it was made for us upon nations before you, so that you adopt this quality of taqwa. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to Ramadan Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, huwa shahru sabr wa sabr thawabuhul jannah, that this is the month of patience, and patience, the sawab of this patience is jannat. So this taqwa and sabr, for both these qualities, the person gets the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, I can't remember the beginning of the ayat, but it ends off with, Inna Allaha ma'al muttaqeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of taqwa. And with regards to sabr also, Inna Allaha ma'al sabireen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who adopt sabr. So these two qualities in Ramadan Sharif, we have to polish it. And by polishing these two qualities, we get the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the person has the ma'iyat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then he doesn't need anything else. Once he has got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he doesn't need anything else. My Shaykh Hazmaiz Patil Sahib on Barakatum, he sings this one couplet: agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zami meri. O Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. But if that one you are mine, if you are mine, then everything is mine. The skies also become mine, the zameen also becomes mine, everything is mine. But without you, if I don't have you, then I have nothing. One Sheikh of Tariqat, he mentioned to me, he said that my children taught me Tawheed. So my children taught me Tawheed. So generally, we pin certain hopes on our children. How the topic started was, he said that his wife tells him that, why are you doing so much? Take it easy. Why are you doing so much? You're involved in this, all dini work. Doing this, doing that, doing that. Why are you doing so much? So he told her, he said, while I'm living, I rather do whatever I can, because my children have taught me Tawheed. What you are saying is that we pin our hopes on our children, that they are our investment. If they do good deeds after us, so we will get that sawab, we will get that ajr. He said, but your children show you that they're not yours. Your children show you that they're not yours. The level of muhabbat that you have for them, they don't have that level of muhabbat for you. While they are small, you think that muhabbat is there. Once they grow up, then you come to know whether that muhabbat really was there. Illa mashallah, you get the few children who are stand by the parents and they are like an asset for the parents. But we must never pin our hopes on that. The only being that we can pin our hopes on is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else. We can only pin our hopes on Allah Rabbul Izzat. So khair, coming back to the sabr, I was just mentioning that to you by the way, that this taqwa and sabr, both these things will result in the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person will get Allah. So when sabr leads to the ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then it will go without saying that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most patient one. The most patient. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was afflicted with the most difficulties and trials and tribulations in his life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he mentioned in one hadith sharif that no Nabi has been troubled as I was troubled. No Nabi had to undergo what I underwent. So sometimes certain people ask the question, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only lived 63 years. Of the 63 years, only 23 were years of Nubuwat. The other 40 wasn't even years of Nubuwat. And other Anbiya alayhim as-salam, some of them they lived 900 years, 950 years, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, of preaching. And he was also tortured so much. So how come Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was troubled more? So the answer to that is, the level of muhabbat that you have for a person, and if that person then troubles you, that hurts you much more than if somebody you don't know causes you some harm. Somebody you don't know, if America has to come over some Muslim country and they drop some bomb there. So those Muslims, they know it's expected. Those people are our dushman. They come and drop bomb. It's expected of them. But if one of your own has to do that, now that will hurt you. That will pain you. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the amount of muhabbat he had for the ummah, no other Nabi had that level of muhabbat. Every Nabi had love for his ummah, because every Nabi was like a father to his ummah. He had the feeling of the ummah at heart. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the feeling that he had, no Nabi could even come close to that. So if we take this sabr, this word sabr, and we take it to English, so in the English dictionary, they would give us the meaning that a person, he remains calm and he endures pain, troubles and difficulties. Without complaining, without fussing, he remains calm and he endures different types of pains, troubles and difficulties. That is what the dictionary would tell us. But when we come to Shariat, when we come to Islam, then what is sabr? So that what we said for English, that will also apply here in Islam. But in Islam, the whole niyat is different. In Islam, the person is remaining calm and he is enduring the difficulties for the sake of Allah. That's the difference. He is doing it for the sake of Allah, with the full hope that he is going to be rewarded for his patience. He is going to be rewarded for his sabr. Many people in the dunya, they are very patient people. You get some people in the schools, some teachers, very, very patient. But why are they patient? Because they need a salary at the end of the month. If they are not patient with the learners, they will lose their job. Then you get some people, they go away into a tank with tarantulas, and they are patient there with all the spiders. Some people go into a crocodile enclosure and they remain there very, very patiently. Some people say, we're not going to eat and drink and we'll endure the hunger pangs. But why? Somebody is looking for name and fame. Somebody else is looking for collection for cancer association. Somebody else is looking for collection for something else. Then you get some people, they throw them in the middle of the jungle. I don't know what they call it now, one of the youngsters was telling me. He said, throw them in the middle of the jungle, now they must be able to survive there. They must endure all the difficulties of the jungle and everything, and they must survive there. So they also, they're patient. When they go into the jungle, they are very, very patient. But why are they patient? They're looking for name, they're looking for fame. So the mu'min, the believer is patient, but he is patient for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, and he wants to be rewarded by Allah, and he knows that if I am patient, my Allah is going to reward me fully. My Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Patel Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum, he gives a beautiful example. He says that when a person is afflicted with a trial, is afflicted with some difficulty, and he adopts sabr, then by adopting sabr he gets the ma'iyat of Allah Ta'ala. So he explains this. He says it is like a person who has received a very difficult examination paper. He looks at the parcha. It's very, very hard. He's stumped. He can't answer any questions there. And then the examiner comes up to him and says, what is wrong with you? You look very, very worried. So he says, well, sir, I don't understand anything here. So the examiner says, no problem. Just give your hand into my hand and I will answer all the questions for you. Meaning that just trust in me, I will answer everything for you. So now will there be any difficulty for that person? That same parcha that was seeming so difficult now becomes so easy. So in the same way, life will throw different challenges, different trials and tribulations. But when we will remain patient and we will turn to Allah and we won't break the command of Allah, then we will get the ma'iyat of Allah. Sometime it may take a little while, but definitely the ma'iyat of Allah Ta'ala is there from the first moment. But sometime it takes a little bit of while for that problem to get sorted out. But if we remain, we enjoy it with sabr, with patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is going to take us out of that problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is going to open the doors of ease for us. So if we have to look into the life of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made amal on this sifat of sabr, of patience. So number one, we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grew up as an orphan child. And we know the difficulties in our zamana, when there is so much of commodities and amenities available, what difficulties an orphan child endures. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam grew up an orphan child. Now generally we find that orphan children, they don't educate themselves. They are, some of them, lot of them, they're very naughty. And then we say, no, because he didn't have the tarbiyat of parents. He didn't have the tarbiyat of a father. That's why he didn't really make anything of himself. But if we look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, despite growing up an orphan, look at what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam became. So here too, it leaves no room for excuse for any orphan. That no, if I'm born an orphan, if I'm not, you know, if I'm living, if I'm brought up as an orphan, then I cannot excel in the department of deen. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite being an orphan, look at what great heights Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to. Then if we have to look that in today's zamana, many people, some people actually give up deen, right? And many people tend to ignore the rules of deen when it comes to poverty. When a person is poverty stricken, then he feels that if he has to give up his iman also for a grocery hamper, he has to give up his iman also just so he can get some worldly riches, he is prepared to do that. And sometimes, forget a person who is poverty stricken, just for some business deal, just to make some extra money, we are prepared to discard the laws of Sharia, the laws of deen. You say, no, just for this one deal now, later we'll see. We'll make tawbah, we'll make istighfar. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poverty he endured, the poverty that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endured, we cannot even begin to imagine. In Medina Sharif, just to understand the level of poverty. And remember, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a poor person. It was his choice to endure poverty. He was not poor. I mentioned this to you before, that a poor person cannot make qurbani of 100 animals. You saw a poor person making qurbani of 100 animals. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a poor person, but by choice he endured poverty. He chose poverty for himself. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina Sharif had 9 Azwaj-e-Mutahharat radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna ajma'in. There were 9 Ummahatul Mu'mineen, 9 honorable wives of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting in Masjidun Nabawi. Sahabi sees Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he realizes that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is really, really, really hungry. He's really now hungry. Could actually see it on his Mubarak face. So he comes up to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him to one of the houses, go and find out if there is some food there. He goes, he comes back, says there's no food in the house. Says go to the next house. Like this, the Sahabi goes to all 9 homes of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In not one house he found any food. When we're talking about food, we're talking about not even a date. Nothing. Can we imagine this? Can we think of one day in our lives that in our home we can say there was no food? We got other types of problems. What problem we got is in the morning the wife asks, what must I cook? Because there's so many things, her mind too is not working, she don't know what to cook. We got that kind of problem. And on that we can't have sabr. On that we can't have sabr. If she asks what must cook, that one thing too you can't do. The one thing also you can't do on your own. Especially if we're having a bad morning. We may even take off with her because she asked us what we like to eat. She wants to cook something that we want to eat, we may take off with her for that. So on that we can't make sabr. But look at Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 9 homes, nothing, absolutely nothing.